From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Parts of the southern U.S. are getting their first snow in years, and the National Weather Service's Michael Eckert says the storm has a wide reach.
When we get over into Georgia, towards Savannah, and then up the coast of South Carolina, Charleston, even Myrtle Beach, we could see snowfall accumulations of 2 to 3 inches right along the beaches.
Airlines, including Delta and American, have canceled more than 1,000 flights. The Mid-Atlantic is just getting over another massive storm. In the Washington, D.C. area, many morning commuters risk returning to work on partially plowed roads, causing delays. Further complicating matters, a Red Line train derailed in downtown Washington, D.C. No one was seriously hurt. Just hours before the Winter Games officially opens in Vancouver, an Olympic athlete is suffering life-threatening injuries. Witnesses say luge competitor Nodar Kumaritashvili from the former Soviet Republic of Georgia crashed during training at a speed of around 90 miles an hour. And further complicating training on Whistler Mountain is weather. Overnight rain pushed back the first women's downhill training run by 3 hours, delaying yet again American Lindsey Vonn's attempt to test her injured leg. From Whistler, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
The women's first downhill training session was scrubbed Thursday after only one competitor completed the run. Thick fog and snow made it hard to see on parts of the course. A steady rain forced officials to push back the women's session scheduled for Friday. The men's downhill training Friday was canceled. All skiers who compete in an Olympic race have to complete at least one training run beforehand. The men have gotten theirs in already, so the men's downhill can proceed on Saturday, weather permitting. For the women, it's getting dicier with their first scheduled medal event on Sunday. While all this goes on, Lindsey Vonn, a projected star at these games, waits to test out the right shin she badly bruised practicing last week. Vonn skied a little before training was canceled. She said it hurt, but she and her doctor say the injury is mending. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Whistler.
The Commerce Department reports retail sales edged up 0.5% in January, the best posting since November. Danielle Carson has details.
After retail sales took a tumble in December, economists say January's report is a hopeful beginning to the new year. They're an important measure of consumer spending, which makes up almost three-quarters of the country's GDP. January's report suggests shoppers are loosening their vice grip on their wallets. But Scott Hoyt, a retail analyst with MoodysEconomy.com, says not enough to light a fire under the economy.
Consumers aren't going to be able to lead the economic recovery. On the other hand, they're not pulling back like they were a year ago. So while they might be a slight drag, they're not going to be one the economy can't overcome.
A 1.5% increase in sales at national chains such as Walmart helped bump up January's numbers. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Dow's down 72. This is NPR. Today, President Obama was expected to sign legislation that increases the government's debt limit to $14.3 trillion, that today from the White House. On jobs, spokesman Robert Gibbs said a new bill proposed by Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid was likely to win bipartisan support, but Reid's been criticized for scaling back the jobs bill. The Democrat faces a tough re-election in Nevada. President Obama is scheduled to campaign on behalf of Reid in Las Vegas next Friday. Officials with the Environmental Protection Agency are meeting in Chicago. They're discussing how best to keep an invasive fish out of Lake Michigan. Chicago Public Radio's Tony Arnold has more.
The meeting comes after President Barack Obama's administration set nearly $79 million aside to battle the Asian carp. The fish had been found inching closer to Lake Michigan. Last month, researchers' nightmares came true when they found its genetic material already in the lake. EPA officials will meet with representatives from Chicago and the Army Corps of Engineers, among others. They'll discuss ways to control the species to prevent any more of the fish from reaching Lake Michigan. Other Great Lakes states, such as Michigan and Ohio, have tried forcing Illinois to close its river locks and canals from around Chicago. But Illinois and Indiana oppose that move, saying the multi-billion dollar barge industry would be hurt. For NPR News, I'm Tony Arnold in Chicago.
Worldwide investors are still rattled. For the second time in a month, China has decided to force banks to increase their reserve levels to tame inflation. It's fueling worries that China's tougher money policy will affect global growth, adding to concerns as Greece's debt crisis and its potential impact on other vulnerable European nations. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.